Capital 3 Jam, celebrating 75 years in KC. Here in the studio with us right now, we got filmmaker Solomon Shields to tell us about Innocence Should Be Enough. That's going to be on Kansas City PBS Thursday, April 10th, 7 p.m. We got to learn about what's going on. How you doing, Solomon?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Man, I'm glad to have you in the studio. So first, before we dive into everything, tell us about how this project came about.
Yeah. So, my parents have been really working with MIP, kind of just volunteering and helping out, I would say, really since COVID. And through them, I really started hearing about the stories about, you know, the need for, you know, organizations like the Midwest Innocence Project. And when I felt like it was a good time, I, you know, pitched it to the people at PBS. And they were, you know, I'm so glad that they saw the need,
yes,
you know, like I said, for this. And so, you know, they were all in, and, you know, we just kind of, you know, started to put this thing together.
Yeah. Is there a specific story that you're focusing on in this documentary, or are you focused on just a topic as a whole when we're talking about innocence, when we're talking about this discussion?
Yeah. So it's more or less about the Midwest Innocence Project and,
yes,
over the last 10 years since the current executive director, Trisha Bushnell, came in. And so we're going to really highlight, I wouldn't say, you know, everything that's happened in the past 10 years,
yeah,
but, you know, some of their victories, some of the, you know, cases that they lost. You know, we're highlighting, Faye Jacobs, Rodney Lincoln, Christopher Dunn, and Marcellus Williams.
What did you learn the most during this project while you were filming?
Ooh, I would say, it really peeled back the curtain on, you know, what's happening here in Missouri. I'd known that there was a lot of pushback as far as, you know, actually getting these innocent people out of prison. But I didn't realize the extent of the pushback in that, you know, it's something that's been going on for the past 20 years. And so it just really shocked me at, you know, how unwilling the system is to, you know, give these people their lives back.
You feel like it's harder here in Missouri?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I would say Missouri is definitely one of the harder states. It's right up there, you know, sadly, with New York and Iowa as well.
Wow. That is crazy. Because I'm reading this here. It says that there's over 600 applications awaiting review.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that's waiting to be free.
Yeah. And so that's one thing that we tried to highlight is that, you know, the Midwest Innocence Project, they need the help of the public, you know, and that's not only financially, that's spreading the word, that's volunteering,
yeah,
you know, that's just being more educated.
Wow.
Those are all ways to really help the mission.
Wow.
Because, you know, as you said, that's just in Missouri. That's the wait list. They actually also work out of Nebraska, Iowa, and Arkansas as well. And so, you know, then you add, you know, 200 from another state, 300 from another, and it's, you know, there's well over 1,000 people that are waiting to even have their cases reviewed.
Yeah. So now we got the film happening on April 10th, is that right? 7
yes,
p.m.?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, and then there's also a screening that's going to happen at a movie theater. You want to tell everybody a little bit about that real quick?
Yeah. So on the 9th, there is going to be a premiere. There's going to be a panel discussion afterwards with myself and some of the people that you're going to see in the documentary. You know, we're going to be obviously talking about not only the legal side of it and all the implications that you see in the documentary, but the creative aspect of it from my point of view. And then, you know, we're going to take questions from the audience as well.
Wow. Where can they learn more information about that if they want to be a part of that? Do you know?
Yeah. So that's going to be on the KCPBS website.
Okay. All right. And, of course, make sure you set your alarm, whatever you got to do. Put it on your phone. April 10th, 7 p.m., Kansas City PBS 19.1 is the channel. So you can check out Innocence Should Be Enough. All right. We'll try to encourage everybody to do that there and help support. If they want to know more about what you're doing, Solomon, where can they follow you? Find your work.
Yeah. So if you want to check out my last documentary that I did with PBS, it's called Healing Hate, and that's going to be on YouTube. That's going to be on their streaming app. If you want to learn more about me, myself, and, you know, what I do, my Instagram is SquishySolly31, SQUISHY Solly, SOLY 31. Don't judge me. You know, we made that username way back in middle school, but we're still rocking with it. So,
no, this is a safe place. This is a safe space. Safe space, Solomon. We got you, man. My old nickname was Stimpy, Dad. So it just didn't sound cool if I was on the radio. Like, hey, listen to Stimpy right here. So we all good, man. I respect all the nicknames, man. Appreciate your time for coming here and spreading this good word. Much success for the documentary.
Yes, thank you so much.